On July 26, 1990, just 1 month after Berlin, Germany began the official removal of the Wall of Shame, President George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act, saying, "Let the shameful wall of exclusion finally come tumbling down." While real walls might come tumbling down, the walls built with the stones of low expectations, attitudinal barriers, and uninformed prejudices take a very long time to breach. The ADA inspired people with disabilities to not only think about what a person can become, but in fact, be. It assured people that they not only had a legal right to challenge what stood in the way of their full participation, but provided the tools to do so. People with disabilities, their families and advocates, now had the legal and administrative resources which had not been available. My name is Bill Finn. At the time of the passage of the ADA, I was working with children with disabilities and their families. Many of those children were only months old in July of 1990. Until last year, I worked with adults with disabilities, some I had in fact met when they were infants and toddlers. It has been a joy to see them grow up, not only to become contributing members of society, but to participate in tearing down barriers by using the tools of the act. When people come together at the table of social justice, demands are made, compromises are developed, and plans are implemented. No longer are people with disabilities left outside of the room and seen as merely the recipients of the benevolence of others. Everyone at the table is a full participant in the important work of removing the final remnants of that shameful wall of exclusion. As Justin Dart, who is regarded as the godfather of the ADA, often said, "Lead on." I want to thank the Governor's Commission on Disability members and staff for their work in leading the celebration of the 30th anniversary of the civil rights legislation known as the Americans with Disabilities Act.